Now we begin our action items. We begin with item G. It's regarding our budget and fiscal year 16-17. These are budget requests for the trial courts, and presenting are Ms. Mary Beth Todd, member of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee and chair of the Court Executive Advisory Committee, and as you know, member of the Judicial Council, as well as Mr. Zlatko Theodorovich, Judicial Council Finance. You may proceed. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief, and members of the Judicial Council. This is Mary Beth Todd. I think I'm going to take the lead on this item. I am here on behalf of Judge Lori Earle, who couldn't be with us today due to a pre-planned vacation. Item G includes a recommendation from the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee to approve the preparation and submission of a fiscal year 2016-2017 budget change proposal to the State Department of Finance for trial court-provided security, and to approve a process by which courts with court-provided security since fiscal year 2010-2011 will be provided growth funding based on the same growth funding percentage that county sheriffs receive. As you may recall, under criminal realignment in 2011, funding for sheriff-provided security in the amount of over $484 million was removed from the base budgets of the trial courts and transferred to the counties for the payment of sheriff-provided security services. Realignment further provided for the counties to receive an annual growth factor to be applied to that funding going forward. However, at the time of realignment, $41 million in security costs still remained in the base budgets for 39 trial courts that had some or all of their security provided by the court itself through private security contracts, court attendance, marshals, or other means. No provision was made for growth funding for court-provided security. And with the exception of some funding for benefit adjustments for marshal and court security staff through the benefit funding process, no further growth funding has been added to the base security budgets for these 39 trial courts. To address this issue, a working group of the Trial Court Budget Advisory Committee was charged to determine, A, whether the affected courts should receive growth funding and at what rate, and B, what the sources for any such funding would be. And if you recall, last year, the Budget Advisory Committee, as a result of the recommendations of that working group, recommended the submission of a budget change proposal for a general fund augmentation of $3.7 million to address increased costs to maintain court-provided security at the fiscal year 2010-2011 level. This budget change proposal was not approved. The Department of Finance's reasoning was that the trial court should prioritize security expenses against other costs and utilize their general fund augmentation for these purposes. The Budget Advisory Committee is now again recommending for your consideration the submission of another budget change proposal for fiscal year 2016-17 to address increased costs for court-provided security for the maintenance of funding at the fiscal year 2010-2011 security levels. The recommendation contains a second piece, which would also provide commencing in fiscal year 2016-2017 and going forward, that trial courts with court-provided security since 2010-2011 would be allocated from any new general fund augmentation to the trial courts the same percentage that the county sheriff receives. And then in item three, we cap that percentage up to but not to exceed the percentage increase to trial courts that the general funding augmentation represents. So if, for example, we received a 2% general fund augmentation, but the sheriffs were receiving a 2.5% growth factor, we would cap what is provided to the trial courts to the 2% percentage that general fund augmentation represents. Further, growth funding would cease if any court discontinues its court-provided security services. We did consider a third option, which was to provide the full growth funding equal to the general fund augmentation percentage increase. It was determined not to recommend that the security court-provided security funding receive that full percentage increase because the working group did not feel the courts should be getting any more than what the sheriffs are getting, and in recognition of the fact that any allocation from the general fund augmentation to courts with court-provided security does result in a reduced allocation to courts without court-provided security. So we wanted to take a relatively conservative approach to that. I think Zlatko Theodorovich and Patrick Ballard are also on the call, and I would ask if they have anything else to add to go ahead and add it, speak at this time.
No, Mayor Beth, I think you did a great job. This is Zlatko Theodorovich. I think you did a great job going through the relevant items, and I think open it for questions from the council members.
Okay, thank you. Any questions?
Thank you. And I remind council, when you ask a question, to please state your name so that people can follow the discussion before you ask your question. I know that the materials for item G are laid out rather comprehensively in our binder, as well as the fact that this is a prior PCP that had been approved, and we're all aware of the the court-provided security issue. We addressed it when criminal realignment was before us. I leave the line open for further discussion, remark, observation, and if hearing none, then, of course, we may move in second, and that does not foreclose further discussion.
This is Justice Miller. I'll move to approve item G.
Rosenberg will second.
Thank you. I have Justice Miller moving to approve item G in its entirety, Justice Rosenberg seconding. Any further discussion, observations, remarks on this motion before I call for the vote? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes in entirety. We adopt item G. Thank you, Mary Beth. Thank you, Zlatko.
You're welcome.